はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
Sakura です。
Peter here, and we are back with another lesson. As always, we are brought to you by Eric Lanin, the translation and interpretation specialist. You can find out more about them and more about us at our homepage, www.JapanesePod101.com. In addition, you can find lesson notes and other helpful tips on studying the fascinating language of Japanese. Okay, we're back today with the fourth edition of Survival Phrases. How about that, Sakura?
Good.
Yes, these are the phrases that are going to get you through Japan. They're going to get you through the tough times. They're going to get you out of the jams. So this is what you want to know. For those of you Japan-bound travelers, this is what you want to hear. Okay, so we're going to jump right in. Here we go.
お手洗いは?
Where is the bathroom? Very nice. One more time, a little bit slower.
お手洗いは?
Yes. Where is the bathroom? This one is a little more polite than toilet. This is where is the bathroom? Okay, and then it's much easier, I think, the word for toilet, which is?
Toire.
Yes. One more time, please.
Toire.
And break it down for us.
Toire.
Okay, very nice. So you can say, instead of the first expression we gave you, which was?
お手洗いは。
You can say?
トイレは。
Yes, which is much easier. Okay, and can you break down the first one you gave for us?
お手洗い。
Okay, and this literally translates to?
Washing hands.
Yeah, it literally translates to washing hands. So the place you wash hands. So can you break this down for us by syllable?
お手洗い。
Yes. And one time fast.
お手洗い。
We gave you the two phrases for the bathroom, so these might come in very handy. Now, I would like to now take a minute to talk about the magical wa. Now, this is a fascinating thing about Japanese. So much of Japanese is inferred, right, Sakura?
Yes.
It's really a fascinating language. So we introduced to you a phrase asking about the bathroom. So can you give us the expression one more time, Sakura?
お手洗いは?
Yes. And what is the literal translation of this?
Bathroom?
Yeah. So it's just one word, right?
Yes.
So it's pretty much the equivalent of going up to a maitre d' or a waiter and saying, bathroom? And now the thing about Japanese is the way the intonation goes. Can you give it to us one more time? Notice how the wa goes up.
お手洗いは?
This wa that we talked about is a marker for nouns and subjects, correct?
Yes.
So it marks the subject in a sentence. So just the word for bathroom is?
お手洗い。
And when you put this magical
wa,
and you might have noticed this wa, this is the same one from watashi wa, all of a sudden it makes it the subject. And when you bring the intonation up, the where is automatically inferred. Correct?
Yes.
It's the most amazing thing I've seen in the languages that I've come across. So with just this wa, you can ask, where is? What is? Now, I want to take a second to go into what is. Can you give us the word for this?
これ.
And break it down by syllable, please.
これ.
This. And one more time fast.
これ.
So say you're at a restaurant and you want to know what this is. You can use the magical wa by saying,
これは?
This, the literal translation, this,
yes,
and
exactly.
What is inferred, so you can get an answer. For example, Sakura, if we're at the sushi bar and I say, これは? And you would answer,
これはウニです.
Yes, which is?
Sea urchin.
Yes, so with this magical wa, you can ask, so far we asked,
お手洗いは?
Bathroom, where the where is inferred. And the one for what's this?
これは?
Yes, which just meaning this. Yes. And I have another very good example. Say you meet somebody and you want to know their name. It's very, very useful because you're going to meet a lot of people in your trips. And there's a very, very polite way to say the expression, what is your name? By just saying, your name? Could you give us that expression?
お名前は?
Okay, and please break it down a little slower for us.
お名前は?
Yes, and give us the syllables.
お名前は?
Yes, and this literally translates into your name.
Your name?
It's just very, very useful to know that after the wa, the question you want to say is kind of inferred. Mm-hmm. It's really an amazing phenomena we can say.
Yes.
So we'd like to give you a few more examples and review what we just went over. So you meet somebody during your trip and you want to know their name, you can say?
お名前は?
Okay, so let's give it a little practice. Okay, we always use the restaurant. We always use the restaurant. We always use the restaurant. So, yes, Sakura is laughing because she knows we're always talking about yes. the restaurant. You're not going to spend all your time in a restaurant. So what we're going to do is we're going to change the situation. Mm. Okay, you're on the train. You're on the Shinkansen, which is, Sakura?
Is bullet train, isn't it?
Yes, very fast. And could you give us that one more time, please? Break it down by syllable.
Shinkansen.
Yes, and one time fast.
Shinkansen.
Okay, so you're on the Shinkansen and you're headed towards...
Kyoto.
You're in an empty seat. Next station, somebody gets on and they sit down next to you. And they're trying to speak to you in Japanese and it's not going well. So what you could ask them, the first thing you can ask them is...
お名前は?
Yes. One more time, nice and slow.
お名前は?
And this is a very, very polite way of asking for someone's name. Mm-hmm. It has the O in the beginning, which is an honorable prefix, and 名前, which means name. And of course, the magical wa that turns it into the question. Mm. It's fascinating.
Yes.
So you can ask them, start out like that, and it can go very well because they can break the name down very slowly for you. For example, say I'm on the train and Sakura comes and sits next to me, but let's just pretend I don't know her. So I can say, お名前は?
And I say, Suzuki Sakura desu.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. We're going to give you another useful phrase right here. Can you give us your name one more time?
Suzuki Sakura desu.
Okay. It's a little too fast for me to catch. Mm. I didn't understand what she's saying. So I would like to ask her one more time. So let's get from Sakura the expression for one more time. Sakura, please give us one more time.
もう一度?
Yes, very nice. One more time, please.
もう一度.
And please break this down.
もう一度
And by syllable.
もう一度
And fast.
もう一度
Okay, this is one more time. Now, if you remember, in our first survival phrase series, we introduced the very polite way of saying please. Mm. And again, you can combine these two to make it a very, 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 very polite way of saying one more time, please. Can you give us that expression?
もう一度お願いします。
Very nice. One more time, nice and slow, please.
もう一度お願いします。
Okay, and you'll get the hang of this one very fast because you're going to need this expression.
Yes.
So let's get back to our situation. Okay. So we're on the train and Sakura comes and sits next to me. Why don't we change her name to see if you guys out there can get it, okay? Okay, so Sakura has a new name and we're going to give you the train situation one more time. So I'm on the train. Sakura comes and sits down. お名前は?
小林のり子です。
Huh? What did you just say? Okay, okay. もう一度お願いします。
小林のり子です。
Oh, it's still too fast. Okay, I get out my handbook and I find the word for slowly. Slowly. Sakura, can you give us the word for slowly?
ゆっくり.
Yes, very nice. Slowly, one more time, please.
ゆっくり.
Okay, and please break it down by syllable.
ゆっくり.
Yes, very nice. You want to hold the k. You want to hold the k. ゆっくり. Okay, and now I got this. And again, our useful please. We can use this in any situation, right, Sakura? So give us the phrase.
ゆっくりお願いします.
Okay. Back to the conversation. So, Sakura comes and sits down. One more time from the top.
Okay.
お名前は?
小林のり子です。
Oh boy, that's fast. もう一度お願いします。
小林紀子です。
That's fast. Too fast. Okay, okay. ゆっくりお願いします。
小林紀子です。
ゆっくりお願いします。
小林紀子です。
Okay, I got it. 小林紀子。I got it. ありがとうございます。Okay, see how it all comes together? Okay, we have our new friend on the train. And on the train, bullet trains on the Shinkansens, they have food for sale, right?
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this?
They come with this trolley and they sell you these boxed lunches.
Ah, boxed, what's the word for that?
駅弁.
Ah, can you break this down for us?
Okay, 駅弁.
Okay, and by syllable, please.
駅弁.
And what do these two words mean?
Okay, first, 駅 is station.
Okay.
And 弁 is here short for 弁当, which is boxed lunch.
Yes, thank you very much. And these are very, very good. We highly recommend, again, that you try one. Right, Sakura?
Yes. And all these different stations have different boxed lunches. So sometimes, you know, people look forward to eating that station's lunch.
Yes. One of my good friends, his favorite food in Japan, a Japanese guy, and he's about 70. His favorite food in Japan is the ekiben.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you definitely want to try these. Now, the thing is, what's in these, right? Mm. How do you know if you can't read Japanese? Now, this is where the magical wa comes in handy. We're on the train, and Noriko is next to us. All of a sudden, the trolley comes, and you want to try the ekiben. But what's in this? What's in this? What can we say? What phrase can we use, Sakura?
これは?
Yes, very nice. Now, we can't help you too much with the answer, but usually like chicken, beef, we'll get through, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Chicken, beef, fish. Mm-hmm. So you'll get the general idea of what you're about to eat. But we go with the philosophy, eat first, ask questions later. So we think it might be okay for you. Again, so this wa is just going to come in very, very handy. Please don't forget this. You can go very far without knowing the actual words for the questions, but just the wa, and the person who you're speaking to will usually understand what you're implying. For example, what's your name, or what's this, or where is. Mm. So it's a very, very good technique for those people who I know you guys want to learn more, but the time constraints just don't allow you, this will be enough to get you through. And you know, and the funny thing is, when you get more advanced in Japanese, you wind up using this. Because, you know, in basic Japanese, for example, what is this, which is?
これは何ですか?
And a little slower, please.
これは何ですか?
What is this? Can you give us a what is?
何ですか?
Yeah. You know, when you speak advanced Japanese, most of the time, you don't even use the question. Actually, the advanced people would just say,
これは?
Yeah, because they understand the implication. So it's funny that in the survival phrases, we're actually jumping completely everything right to the advanced stuff. So this is something that you just definitely want to remember and you definitely want to try to use because it will get you so far without putting so much in. Just a great, great expression. The magical wa.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to stop the lesson here today. What did you think, Sakura? I got a little excited, right?
Well, it was, you know, it's very useful. So you should remember it.
Yeah. Everybody should remember these, yes. Right? Amazing, amazingly yes. Important. Mm. Okay. So we're going to stop here. So we'll say to you.
また明日ね。
Okay. See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.